Zapper is shutting down. August Thurer, after nearly 7 years in DeFi, Zapper, one of the earliest and most widely used portfolio dashboards in decentralized finance, will shut down by August 3, 2026. The DeFi tracking service confirmed the wind down on July 9th, ending a run of nearly 7 years, according to a report from Cointelegraph citing the company's announcement. For a generation of on-chain users, Zapper was the default first tab. It aggregated wallet balances, DeFi positions, staked assets, and NFT holdings across dozens of chains into a single view. The closure removes a piece of infrastructure that many treated as permanent, and it forces a fresh look at how fragile parts of the DeFi tooling stack really are. A staple of the early DeFi stack goes dark, Zapper launched in 2019, during the first wave of yield farming and liquidity mining that defined DeFi's early growth. Its pitch was simple. Instead of checking a dozen protocol front ends and block explorers, a user could connect a wallet address and see everything in one place. That convenience made it a fixture for both retail users tracking a few positions and power users managing complex multi-chain portfolios. The service later expanded into transaction bundling, letting users move in and out of DeFi positions in fewer clicks, and into NFT and identity features. At its peak, it was one of the most recognized names in the category alongside a small group of competitors. The August through date gives users a narrow window. Anyone relying on Zapper for records, tax reporting, or position monitoring has under a month to export what they need and migrate to an alternative. The data was never trapped, but the convenience was real. The important thing to understand about a dashboard closure is what it does and does not affect. Zapper is a read layer. It reads public blockchain data and presents it. It does not custody funds. No balances are lost when the site goes offline because the assets live in users' own wallets and smart contracts, not on Zapper's servers. That distinction is the reason self-custody matters. When you spend or hold from your own wallet, a service shutting down changes how you view your assets, not whether you still control them. Contrast that with a custodial platform failure, where a company's insolvency can freeze or erase user balances entirely. Zapper's closure is an inconvenience, not a loss event, precisely because it never held anyone's keys. What does disappear is the aggregated view, the historical labeling of transactions, and any saved reports. Users who leaned on Zapper for a clean picture of their DeFi activity will need to rebuild that elsewhere. And the alternatives each parse positions slightly differently. Infrastructure resilience is the recurring DeFi lesson. A dashboard closing after 7 years is a reminder that the tools sitting on top of blockchains are ordinary businesses. They have running costs, they compete for a niche audience, and they can be discontinued when the economics stop working. The base chains keep producing blocks. The interfaces that make those blocks legible to humans do not carry the same guarantee. This is not the first time the point has landed. DeFi users have watched front ends go offline, API providers change pricing, and analytics tools sunset features. The chains themselves persist, which is the design goal, but the practical experience of using them depends on a layer of third-party software that is far less durable. The takeaway for anyone active on chain: do not build a workflow that assumes any single tool will exist forever. Keep exportable records, know your raw wallet addresses, and how to read them on a block explorer. Treat every convenience layer as replaceable, because eventually one of them will be replaced. Preparing before the deadline. Before August 3rd, Zapper users should export any transaction history or portfolio data they want to keep, especially records needed for tax filing. Note the wallet addresses and protocols currently displayed so nothing is forgotten once the aggregated view is gone. Then pick a replacement dashboard and confirm it reads the same chains and positions correctly, since coverage varies between providers. None of this requires moving funds. The assets stay where they are. The migration is about restoring visibility, not custody.